and welcome to this week's episode of
Advice from Your Besties. Woo! And each week we will take questions and we'll give you our answers. Okay. So there's a story going around. Do you remember these conjoined twins from like 10, 15 years ago? Girls?
Yes. Okay.
They share.
Brittany.
Yeah. And I don't know what the other one's name is.
Morgan.
Something like that. Okay. But one of them just got married.
This makes me angry.
To a guy.
I'm kind of angry about this.
Why are you angry?
I got to be honest. Like, that's not the right reaction, but it makes me angry. I don't like it.
Why?
I'm it by it.
But like, how? I have so many questions, actually.
Don't we all? Don't we all? I am not okay with this.
Okay, first of all, is this guy?
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him?
He's got a fetish.
A head fetish?
A head fetish. Like, if one girl... If his wife is giving him head, where's the other head while she's giving him a blowjob? Like, it's already there. Like, do they switch off? Like, when one mouth gets tired than the other?
No, that's what you're worried about. Did you talk about this with your husband? That's silly.
No, but, like, that's a thing. I'm like...
Or, you know what it is? The other one's being smothered to death because her face is right up against his leg. You're like...
Yeah, she's being smothered.
She's like, turn your head to the side so you can breathe. I'm so uncomfortable with this.
Or like, just
they should do porn.
They should.
They would be so rich.
Uh huh.
I would spend a lot of money to watch that once.
They should get on OnlyFans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that's why he married her.
I hope so. Make a shit ton of money.
I don't love it.
Oh god, it could get real crazy. What? And who just like when they're having sex? Like, what's the other one doing? Is she just like staring off into La La Land? Like,
how would you like to be forever the third wheel?
I would hate it. Like,
fucking,
who decided who's gonna be the third wheel? Like, whoever just found a boyfriend first is now the one.
And what if she had found a boyfriend too?
Oh no!
Oh, come on! Oh, you know that's what's gonna happen. Some freak out there is like, I want in on this threesome. Let's make it a foursome.
Make it a foursome. Ugh. Yeah, because like, what does the third wheel do the whole time?
She can't be closing her eyes the whole time. She'd have her eyes closed the whole time.
Are like, what, are they both talking to him? Is he married to like both of them? Or is,
do they have separate identities, like legally?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
Like, what about the passport?
I know. How'd that photo go down?
You're smiling. You're not. Come on, you guys. Get it together.
But just like, if the other one gets married or gets a boyfriend, like, okay, now you also have to be with like this other person.
I almost hope that the other one does get a husband to make it even Steven. Because my heart cringes for that third wheel.
Ugh, I know. I feel bad. Like,
I feel so bad. I don't know why, but I identify with her character more than of course you'd get the husband and I'd just be hanging around for the ride, and then I wonder if she hypes them up during sex. Yeah you guys look like you're having so much fun.
This is amazing.
Thanks for letting me be here. You know, it's really funny. I think this is my bit because I know I've always wanted to have a GoPro, and I wish you would wear it when you're having sex with your husband. Because
because why?
Because I want to see the process. Not like I want to hit that, but more like I want to see you in action. It's more about like I want to see you doing stuff.
You wouldn't see much
because like, I don't want to see him. I just want to see like
you know,
a skier.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't see him because he wakes me up every morning and I'm just like, what? Hey.
Hey, you.
You'd see the pillow. And I'd flip it around and be like, I'm trying to sleep right now.
Okay, I'm so tired.
I'm so tired. I'm so sleepy. It'd be a lot of pillow action.
A lot of pillow talk.
Yeah.
Like, see, I told you I was sleeping all the time. You're like talking to me. He's like, what are you saying? You're like, nothing.
Nothing. See, I told you this is how I get woken up every morning. I told you.
You're like, I can make it happen in less than 2 minutes. And I was like, well, then I'd like to see what you got, what you're doing. I'd like to see your actions. So now, because I do have that in my notes that was going to be part of my bit where I wish my bestie would wear a GoPro when she's having sex. Because I feel like I could learn a lot and I'd see you in a different light. Because you're like, I don't even know you like that. And I really wish we knew each other in all the capacities.
I could give you some BJ lessons.
I guess I need them.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what I like about comedy is that I'm going to get myself in the door and it's going to be like the first time a lady's around. Well, I'm not sure it's not the first time, but it'll be a time where a lady's like, I don't want to fuck you for your money.
Oh.
I'm not a groupie. Mm-hmm. I got here on my own.
Yeah.
And I deserve to be here. Mm-hmm. Like, I am actively working towards that as a goal.
Yeah.
To be in the room with people I respect and be like, I'm here too. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And not have, it's that whole gold digger thing where they can take it all away from you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever have anyone take anything out from the rug from under me, no, career wise.
Yeah, you earned it all yourself.
Anyway, so getting back to Brittany, Brittany doesn't need a GoPro. Her sister doesn't need it. She is there.
She's her in action.
Ugh.
She hears the dirty talk.
I actually don't want to hear words.
I don't want to hear words.
And I don't want to breathe in.
I don't really want to put a GoPro on you while you're having sex.
No, you don't.
No.
That will make you not comfortable.
No. I would die. Like, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
But don't you wish there was a way you could disable the cringe, the ick, and just watch it and just, like, witness it?
And be like, oh, so what's that?
Yes. Uh-huh. Like, yes, I do hope that I could, like, adjust certain dials and, like, the ick.
Yeah.
I'm saying this like you're going to strap on.
And, like, strap my, and, like, you know, like, blur the face out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, the pixelated thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I just want to see what you got. Like, we're very competitive.
Well,
maybe I slay in sex better than you too.
Probably because you have better endurance than me and my legs get tired.
I do. But not just that, but maybe skills and be like, oh.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm having sex. But it's just, yeah. I told that to Liz, our hair person. Uh-huh. She's like, yeah, that'd be fucking awesome. She's like, wouldn't you just like to see? And I was like, yeah, I would.
See what the competition is out there.
Or just like, what do you know that I don't?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
I'm meaning to tell you that for a while now.
We're basically conjoined twins. Like, that's the last
time. Yeah, it would be. Wouldn't it be fucking... I'd be talking in your ear this whole goddamn time.
I would.
No, there'd be a lot of times I'd just be looking out the window. While you're driving. Because you're the driver.
I'm the driver. Actually, yeah, I would be the driver. If we were conjoined twins, I'd be driving. I'd be like, hey, we're going to go do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, all right. Sweet. We get started. Of course. Okay, great. I love it.
Okay.
Yay.
So when you were younger, what was your celebration restaurant that you went to that you thought was fucking amazing? Mm-hmm. And now you go and you're like, ew, that was our celebration restaurant?
Red Lobster.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, I'm sure Pizza Hut was. We didn't have a lot of restaurants where I lived.
We didn't have a lot of
restaurants. And we didn't have any chains. Two things. This is kind of Buffalo, which is not like maybe a lot of, there's not all the restaurants, at least back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we lived in the suburbs, deep in the suburbs, that hadn't really been, we didn't have any restaurants. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever really remember going out to dinner. And if we did, it was a big deal.
Yeah, we didn't really ever go out to dinner, but we went to Pizza Hut a lot.
Because, I was going to say Pizza Hut was out there.
Because I read my books and I earned my personal PM pizza. So then I became addicted to pizza and deep dish pizza. However,
love deep dish pizza. We had Old Chicago.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have that.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
So on like a very special occasion or like for Easter brunches, you go to Perkins.
Jesus. You live in a different world.
That's all we had.
What did we have? We went to the mall. Is there somewhere
did you go to Cheesecake Factory?
You didn't have one of those.
No, I've never been.
I still think we should go. Or did they already tear it down on 16th Street Mall?
I don't know. We can go down to the mall.
We should do things on Saturday.
We should. We got things to do. Oh, this is a fun fact about Pizza Hut.
What?
So
are they still around?
Yes.
Oh, I have a fun fact about Pizza Hut. Okay. I bought Carrie for Christmas 2 because they were very expensive. They were like 30 each. of the pizza, like throwback pizza red cups.
Oh, huh. I remember those.
Yeah, everybody
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
She talks about them often. And at Christmas time, I got her those. And like, yeah, the like they weren't frosted, but they had that like bevel or whatever.
Yeah. So this is my fun Pizza Hut fact, because there's this trend on TikTok, like tell me something weird that no one talks about. So like in the late 80s, 90s, the cheesemakers of America had the government like buy out a bunch of cheese and like overstock on cheese because the stock market was going to crash on the cheese prices. So in order to keep the cheese prices and the cheesemakers afloat, the government bought like a shit ton of cheese and kept this cheese in cheese caves. And they had so much cheese that then they were giving it to the pizzerias of the country, like Pizza Hut, like Papa John's and Domino's, whatever. And since Pizza Hut had so much cheese, that's why we have stuffed crust pizza to this day, because they had cheese and they had to put more cheese on the pizza.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story.
I know.
That is something else.
Uh-huh.
I should get on TikTok to watch this category.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And you said TikTok isn't.
And people say TikTok should be banned. Where would I get my news from?
Seriously.
Yeah, seriously. I can't live without it.
I wonder how much money is behind Congress unilaterally voting to disband TikTok.
Oh.
Like, who's paying them?
I know. Who is paying them?
Because they won't take a unilateral approach to, like, guns mm-hmm. or death. They didn't even unilaterally vote, like, 9/11 shit.
No.
You know, there'd be, like, one or two.
Yeah.
So everybody must have gotten paid big fucking time by the government of somewhere or mm-hmm. lobbyists to eradicate, in an effort to eradicate TikTok.
Yeah. I know.
Why do they hate us so much?
Yeah. Tell us why you hate us so much.
Or die. Go to your rich.
Die, old people, die.
Sounds really bad. But if you're mean and you hate us and you want TikTok to go away, then anyway.
Okay. That's all I got.
That is incredible. Yeah. That was really fun.
Yay. So make sure
Lindsay's going to wear a GoPro.
I'll get right on that. Okay, so make sure you share this episode with your bestie and like, subscribe, follow at SoFiredPod on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find us. That's where we are. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.